at the show, you know, that maybe you haven't seen before or something like that. I mean, you don't have to test their knowledge. Maybe just make a friend and don't be such weirdo dweebs about everything. It happens in every music scene, but definitely in metal, right? And let's just stop with that. There's no need for it. Let's just all enjoy. Next set will just be one track because it's a long one, but this is from the band Sumac, who are kind of a super group of various bands. Some of the members are in the band Russian Circles. Kind of a Pacific Northwest super group here, Sumac. And they just have their new record out. I think it was just released. Was it this year or was it another? Hang on a second here. Let me just. Should have had this ready to go before I went. Yeah, this is off their new record, The Healer. When did this come out? I'm just trying to double check because I believe... Yeah, June 2024, so it actually just came out. That's what I thought. So it's a bit of a super group made up of members of Old Man Gloom and Russian Circles and others. And I've played Yellow Dawn, which is a track off of this record. This is the opening track, World of Light, and it's about 25 minutes long, so this will constitute one whole set. Here is Sumac, supergroup Sumac, with World of Light here on Metal Mondays. This is the Bog of Doom here on CKUW 95.9 FM. back. That 25 minute epic track was brought to you by the band Sumac, a Pacific Northwest supergroup of sorts. That's off their most recent record that was just released this last month, called The Healer, World of Light. Excellent stuff. I love, you know, because it definitely has a metal element to it, a little bit of definitely the doomy kind of stuff. Also, the kind of post-metal kind of work of Russian Circles as well. But also, there's a, I don't know, like the way, the form of that song is sounds to me a little more experimental, some different twists and turns there. I think that makes it really amazing, as well as the vocals are also quite interesting. There's a couple moments there where it sounded like the vocalist's vocals were like, he was his voice was about to like totally crack, you know. Beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff. Now, a shorter set now. Two tracks from one of my favorite bands I recently discovered over this last 5-6 months is a band Thou. They're from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Definitely a sludge metal in that vein, but they're also big lovers of grunge, and specifically Nirvana. They have a great album of Nirvana covers called, darn, now the name is escaping me, the name of the album. Anyways, I'll get that on the other side of it. But this is off their, two tracks off their most recent album. This is Lonely Vigil and House of Ideas. This is Thou. You're tuned into Metal Mondays here on CKW 95.9 FM. This is The Bog of Doom. are back. You are tuned into Metal Mondays here on CKW 95.9 FM. This is the Bog of Doom with your host DJ Dilgirk, and we heard two tracks off of the latest record from Vow, Baton Rouge's own Vow, Lonely Vigil, and House of Ideas. Their record of Nirvana covers, I would highly recommend. The record is called Blessings of the Highest Order. Now another set coming up of two tracks from two bands. Another Canadian set here for you. Two tracks from the Sons of Otis. They're kind of more of like a stoner kind of rock band, but I'll allow it. They're from Toronto. I'm not sure if they're active anymore, but nonetheless. Sons of Otis, The Haunted and Losing It, and then AWOCS. I'm never sure exactly if I'm pronouncing this band name right, but the band is all caps AAWKS. The Woods and All Is Fine. So here's your little fuzzy Canadian set here right now on the Bog of Doom here on CKW 95.9 FM.